This is Jay Sekulo. We're going to talk politics and an update on major cases for the American Center for Law and Justice.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. We want to do a couple things a little bit different today. Obviously, we're talking politics. 6 days away from the Iowa caucus. Very simple question to our listeners that are literally across the country. How do you think things are shaping up politically? What are the issues that have you concerned? Where are you on the candidates' views? Our phone lines are open for your comments and discussion at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And as we approach the new year, we also want to talk about how did it go at Christmas time in your community? Any problems? We got a couple of good resolutions. One was a case for a kindergartner who wanted to simply hand out a pencil that said to her classmates, "Happy Birthday, Jesus," and a bracelet that said, "Merry Christmas." The school said no. That was until the American Center for Law and Justice got involved, and we quickly got it involved. The school backed down. The young lady was allowed to give her gifts to her friends, and we are very happy about this Christmas victory. Again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We want to talk about the political issues. We want to talk about the Middle East. Big issue in Korea right now, and that is, of course, with the passing of their head of state and now the appointment of the son. What you may not know is that the American Center for Law and Justice has an office in South Korea. So when you talk about these major conflict points, talk about the Middle East and what's going on right now in Egypt and in Gaza, in the West Bank. Well, the ACLJ has an office in Jerusalem. You talk about what's going on in Russia, the protests going on. We've got an office in Moscow. And, of course, we've got our own situations right here in Washington, D.C., and that's where a major office of the American Center for Law and Justice. Joining me in studio today is David French, Senior Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, been on this program many times, and coming out of our offices in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the headquarters of Regent University, and the ACLJ office is there, C.C. Heil, another senior attorney. We're glad they're both with us. Let me quickly, David, let's talk about the Middle East for a moment. We've been heavily engaged in the International Criminal Court issue, and right now things are looking pretty good because the prosecutor's leaving in 6 months, and right now no news has been good news.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, think about how many Palestinian efforts have been thwarted in recent months. I mean, the Palestinians have been pushing and pushing and pushing to try to restrict Israel's right of self-defense, to try to expand their own influence, and they've been turned aside again and again. And this is good news and the result of a lot of tremendous effort.
And Cece, you were working on with me, the Palestinian Authority was trying to get state recognition from the UN by doing it unilaterally, and boy, did we beat them on that one.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great win at the Security Council. They needed some votes that they were pretty sure that they had, and you know, when we did some major efforts there, and they ended up short.
I will say, I'm glad you used the word efforts, because in the UN, the way things works are both publicly and behind the scenes. And boy, did we have a lot of public and behind the scenes discussion. But the end result, folks, is that the Palestinian Authority's attempt for unilateral statehood recognition was denied. And that also has directly helped us in our International Criminal Court case. So both good victories there. We're going to talk a lot more about the Middle East, a lot more about what's going on around the country. But we want to know where you stand on the candidates for president. You support President Obama. Who do you like in the Republican nomination? What issues have you concerned right now? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, I need to say a huge thank you as we get ready for the break. I asked our friends that are listening to this broadcast to come in and to talk with us, to help us, to support the work of the ACLJ online. And I am thrilled with the report that we got yesterday. Our internet department told me we just had a tremendously great response. A lot of our members came through with large gifts, and that is matched by our matching challenge. So I want to encourage you, go to ACLJ.org right now. We had a tremendous response yesterday. We could use your help right now. It's a matching grant. Anything you donate, we get a match. ACLJ.org, or call us at 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We've just reported about some Middle East victories. We fought very hard on protecting Israel's right of self-defense. Have had good success so far on that at the International Criminal Court. We also talked about their right of the idea that the Palestinian Authority was going to go around the normal process and seek what's called a unilateral declaration of independence out of the UN. We had a great result in that case with a great win. And, Cece, I think it's important for people to understand that are listening to this broadcast that don't know the nature of the process. This was a long – we planned really almost a year – building our defense mechanisms in there, including delivering briefs and documents to every single country on the Security Council, back-channel communications. Give everybody a sense of the size of the team and the amount of people we had working on this.
Well, we had a specific strategy in place and, of course, had our meeting in Washington, D.C. with all of our attorneys, really from around the world. And as you said, we've been working on it for almost a year, targeting key member states that we need to address and key issues that needed to be addressed, and then just methodically started to put our plan into place. And so, you know, the Security Council was really the place where we focused a lot of our attention, because that's where the vote that was going to count was going to be had. And, you know, what was great was it didn't even go into the permanent five member for a veto. They didn't get the votes that they needed with the other members.
Yeah, that
and that was a huge success. A lot of effort.
A lot of effort. And the end result that we didn't even have to have the United States or Great Britain exercise their veto as a permanent five member, David, shows the extent and nature. Not just, I mean, look, a lot of people were working on this, but our team did an exceptionally great job on this.
Well, let's bottom line this. The fact that the U.S. and Britain didn't have to veto meant that there was probably prevented rioting in the Middle East over this, probably prevented a meltdown over there, because a veto would have been a very dramatic act that could have triggered violence. I mean, we're talking about a tinderbox region, and the fact that it was able to be defeated at this level and so decisively, I think, prevented that tinderbox from exploding.
Well, I am thrilled that we were able to do it, but let me say this very clearly to our friends and members that are listening to this broadcast right now. We could not do it without people like Donald and Douglas and Fred and Gene and Joe and John and Joseph and Mark and Martin and Robert and Tom and Ward, because those folks on air yesterday donated a tremendous amount of support to the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. And there are people's names I'm leaving out, and I could do roll calls, but the point is, we had just a tremendous response from our members. We are in the middle of a we're in the last 3 days of a matching challenge. And that means anything that's donated to the American Center for Law and Justice, we get a matching grant for. So I want to encourage you right now, go to your phones at 1-877-989-2255. Tell the person that answers the phone, I want to donate a tax-deductible gift to the ACLJ, or simply go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, and you could donate online. We had people that donated $5,000 online. Do you know what that means? We get $10,000 because it's a matching grant. We had people that donated $10. We get $20. So I want to encourage you, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, I said we'll talk some politics. We're going to do just that. Let's go right to the phones. Fuse calling from Ohio on line four. Hi, Fuse. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, Jay?
Yes.
This is Sue.
Oh, Sue. Somebody really put that in incorrectly, so that's okay. Sorry about that, Sue.
I'm not offended, though. Anyway.
And I was worried about how to pronounce it, so Sue's easier, but okay.
Anyway.
Go ahead. Sorry, Sue.
I'm calling about a segment you had on Fox about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Over voter fraud.
Yes.
Okay. And I do not think there is one issue today more important than the safety of our vote. And I think it is in total jeopardy.
Well, for people that don't know, and I appreciate your call, Sue, what we were discussing was voter identification means when you go to the polling place, you show an ID, a picture ID. Now, the Justice Department is opposing that. But let me ask you a question, Justice Department, because I worked with the Justice Department. I worked with Treasury. I had to go to the Justice Department building often in Washington, D.C. And let me tell you this, folks, as often as I was there, every time I went there, I had to show, guess what, a picture ID before I got in the building. So if I have to show a picture ID before I could even get in the building to use, whether it was the cafeteria or go meet with the Attorney General, you'd think it'd be appropriate to have a picture ID to show yourself available and legally entitled to vote? I mean, that was just to get into the building. I had to show a picture ID. This was to vote. But yet the left on this, it's all about politics, David. There's no doubt about it. But again, this is another issue that the American Center for Law and Justice is fully engaged on.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the idea that you show a photo ID for almost anything is just normal now. I had to show a photo ID at Dollar General to buy some milk when I used a credit card. This is a common part of life now. They are demagoguing this issue.
Big time.
Calling it about ballot access, calling it about restricting access to voting rights. That's absurd. What they are about is trying to maintain maximum flexibility for often phony get-out-the-vote drives.
Yep.
I used to live in Philadelphia, and you cannot imagine the vote fraud that went on in that place.
Well, and, you know, they don't prosecute the new Black Panther Party who are holding bats and clubs in front of polling places. That doesn't get prosecuted, but they're going to sue South Carolina and any other state that has a voter registration. CeCe, you were mentioning to me before we went on the air a couple of nice end-of-the-year victories we've had last quarter. Why don't you quickly go through those again? This shows the scope. Whether we're talking about, folks, the Supreme Court in the United States, the International Criminal Court, the U.N., or a kindergartner, that got denied some access, the American Center for Law and Justice is here. CeCe, why don't you quickly go through that list?
Sure, and I'll just highlight some of the students' rights that we had successes on. One student in Pennsylvania was honored as Student of the Week, and typically they get to read from their favorite book. And, of course, her favorite book was the Bible, and the school wasn't going to allow her to read from that. But then the ACLJ got involved, and she was allowed to read from her favorite book, the Bible. In Arkansas, we sent a demand letter for a Bible club to have to be allowed to have their club during club period, and got a successful outcome there. In Texas, there was also it's another school issue where a child, if they gave a dollar to United Way, got to participate in special days like Hat Day or Pajama Day. And, of course, the parents didn't want the daughter to give to United Way because they fund Planned Parenthood. And so the daughter was restricted from participating in those. So the ACLJ again got involved, and the school changed their policy and allowed the children to give to any nonprofit, and then they'd be able to participate. One last one was a Christian club not being able to pass out flyers at a public school, and we sent an informational letter and got that decision reversed as well. So we've had
Great successes
in the last month.
You sure almost. Has. That's about the last month. And, folks, those are not even cases we write much about. You don't hear much about them. We just do them as a matter of course. We don't send out email alerts on them. We just do them. And again, without your support at the ACLJ, we don't get to do those kind of cases or these other major cases we handle. So again, ACLJ.org. If you want to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice online, ACLJ.org, matching challenge, anything you donate, tax deductible, but we get a match for ACLJ.org. Or call in your pledge and donation at 877-989-2255. If you enjoy this broadcast, if you enjoy the work of the ACLJ and appreciate what we're doing, this is the end of the year. It's a most important month, raising our support for our Washington, D.C. office. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let's go to Gail. She's calling from Massachusetts online. She's got a political question. Hi, Gail.
Good afternoon, Jay. Thank you very much
Sure.
for taking your call. And by the way, I am a sustainer. I donate every month.
We appreciate that more than you know, because Gail, without you, we don't get to do our job, and we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Go ahead with your comment.
Well, my comment is I'm having a very difficult time choosing a candidate because something came out over television about the insider trading incidents that have been going on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. I'm actually reading a book on that right now. I mean, look, I mean, there is a what's going on with some members of Congress and some members of the Senate. If it was done by individual citizens like you and me, you get indicted for it. There, it's not only do you not get indicted for it, it's legal. And there's no prohibitions against it, so that's one thing. Let me give you, talking about politics, though, let me give you the latest public policy poll for Iowa. This is interesting. According to this poll, now there's been, you know, controversy on this as far as who's leading. Ron Paul continues, according to the PPP poll, Mitt Romney by 24 to 20%. That's almost the margin of error. Newt Gingrich is down to 13%. Michelle Bachmann has risen to 11%. Rick Perry and Rick Santorum are 10%. Huntsman at 4%. So it looks like it's going to be a duel between Ron Paul and Mitt Romney in Iowa. And then, of course, it's on to New Hampshire. So we'll talk more about politics when we come back. And I want your comments on the political issues, folks. Who are you for? Who are you against? What are the positions that you're concerned about? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to hear from you. We want your comments between this Christmas Day and New Year's, this whole week. It is certainly because of the Iowa caucus coming so soon. It's got a lot of people talking politics. Our phone line's again open for you at 800-684-3110, and we want to know where you stand on the issues. Now, go to your phones right now. Make that pledge to the ACLJ. Support our work. Very easy way to do it, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or the easiest way to do it. Simply go to ACLJ.org. Make that online gift, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Help us make and meet that matching challenge.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com. The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you.
until we have a winner coming out of Iowa. It's actually three winners in Iowa, because what they always say, although I'm not so sure that's going to necessarily play out this time, it's the win, place, and show. First, second, and third are the ones that get the ticket out. But I think John Huntsman, for instance, who is not going to play well in Iowa, is going to be in there in New Hampshire fighting away. So I don't think you're going to see necessarily the winnowing down that you have sometimes. Let's go right to our phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. Dwayne's calling from Georgia. He's on line four. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Say, I can't understand why Ron Paul is doing so well in the polls. Ain't he the one who said he wouldn't help Israel if Israel was attacked?
I'll play the bite for you right now. Take a listen.
If you were President Paul, and it turned out you were wrong, that Iran did have the bomb and attacked Israel, would you step in?
No. I'd let Israel take care of them. Why should we interfere with Israel? We're always interfering with Israel when they want to deal with their neighbors.
When they want, first of all, let me break this down for you. If Israel's attacked by Iran with a nuclear weapon, their capacity to respond, and David, you serve as a military officer, a JAG officer, still in the military, of course, senior counsel with us. If Israel is attacked with a nuclear weapon from Iran, their ability to respond will be pretty much significantly impaired. Let me just say it that way.
Well,
and with millions of people dead.
It would be arguably one of the greatest cataclysms in the world since World War II. I mean, it would be horrifying. And then it would trigger a wider nuclear war, because Israel has the capacity to respond with its own nuclear weapons. This is something that cannot happen. Ron Paul is, I hate to use a word like this, but when you're talking about Israel, he's almost nuts. I mean, he literally believes the country should not exist at all. And you know, I know he has an awful lot of passionate followers.
And I'm sure we're going to be hearing from him shortly. But
maybe
go ahead.
A better word would be ignorant of the
of the reality
facts.
Of what they're dealing
That's right.
with. But you know, here's the thing, though. But to Cece and David, he actually believes this. I mean, this is not something Ron Paul makes up. So I'm going to be, out of fairness, I'm going to go to someone who I think is supporting Ron Paul. And that's line one. Jeanette is on line one. Dwayne, thanks for the call. Jeanette, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
My concern about people that don't think Ron, it bothers me that people think that Ron Paul does not support Israel. His contention is that Israel shouldn't give up their sovereignty to any nation, and it disturbs him that they have to ask permission from the United States.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. If Israel was attacked with a nuclear weapon by Iran, do you believe, if you were in control of the United States government, that you would come to Israel's defense?
Yes, I would. But
Ron Paul says unequivocally, no, he would not.
But I wouldn't necessarily militarily.
Well, what would you do? At that point, if Iran, you're telling me, Jeanette, if Iran launched a nuclear weapon, which, by the way, would take about 16 minutes to get there, okay, at Israel, and there was a strike, you're not going to deploy troops if necessary, or our Navy or our Air Force to take out Iran at that point?
If the Congress...
I'm asking you a direct question, Jeanette. I'm trying to be kind here.
Yes, I would say if the Congress approves it, yes. If the president...
Well, let me tell you, that's not even... First of all, that's not even the issue, because if your ally... We have treaties and governing documents that mandate our defense of our allies.
Well, and the other thing to think about is we have ships in the Persian Gulf. If a missile is launched from Iran, some of those ships have the ability to intercept that, to shoot down that missile, which is a military act of our own to protect Israel. And Ron Paul apparently would tell the commanders in the Gulf, don't shoot down that missile, which is an astonishing, astonishing statement to me and would lead to countless deaths.
Yeah, you know, Cece, you've done a lot of work on our Israel matters, and I want to get away from the politics of the Ron Paul politics here, but we know the vulnerability. Though Israel has a great military, but it's a very small country, and it's the titular head of, the only head of democracy in the region. By the way Israel goes, the rest of the Middle East is so significantly impacted. And we've seen this so-called Arab Spring, which has been nothing but the rise of Islam and radical jihad. I mean, you look at Egypt right now, you've got basically a 60% control between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists, which are even more radical than the Muslim Brotherhood. So we know the danger point that Israel's in here.
Yeah, and I think, what's amazing is that as I talk to some people, I'll say, look on a map, and you need to look and see how big Israel is. And so many people, have no clue how small Israel is. And it's our only ally in that area. And for the United States not to just, you know, unequivocally say, we will stand up, we will protect you, is unconscionable to me. I don't understand that position.
Again, that's the exactly correct. But that's, again, we're not endorsing or opposing candidates. You get to vote for who you want to vote for. Let me encourage you again, though. If you enjoyed this broadcast, if you've been supporting the ACLJ or thought about, boy, I'd like to support the work of the ACLJ, I love listening to the broadcast, or I like listening to Jordan's show, you watch us on television, whether it's on Fox, whether it's on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, Daystar, Sky Angel, wherever it might be, then I'm going to ask you to do something right now. I want you to support the work of the ACLJ. Would you go to your phones and make a pledge to support the American Center for Law and Justice? Right now, it's tax deductible, and any amount you give, we get a matching grant for. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or simply go to the easy way, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I'm going to try to hit kind of all the candidates that are being talked about. Judith is on the phone. She's on line three. Hi, Judith.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. I like Michelle Buckman. I think she's very level-headed and very capable, and I like what she stands for.
Well, listen, Michelle Buckman is somebody we represent here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Again, I'm not endorsing or opposing candidates, but she's done very well in the debates. Interestingly, on the Iowa, where she won the straw poll, right now she's about fourth on the list. She's at, they say, 11%. Now, this can all change in the next. I think you're going to see a real firming up in the next probably 72 hours as this thing gets really close, especially New Year's Day to the caucus nights itself, David. I think that's when you're going to get a real – that's when the polls are going to start firming up here.
Well, that's right. And then what people need to realize is in a caucus – organization means so much. You can poll well, but if you don't get those people actually in that meeting hall for that caucus, you're not going to do well. So you have to have an organization.
Yep.
And Michelle Bachmann's got organization.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Let's go to Greg's got a question about North Korea. He's on line six. Hi, Greg.
How you doing today?
Hey, great.
Well, my question is, I'm part of a medical team going to North Korea in May of next year.
Great.
Potentially. And, we're a little concerned, obviously, with the stability of what's going on there right now with the change of power. So kind of wanted to see what your guys read.
I think it's too early to tell where this is going to go. I think there's a chance it could go one of two ways. It can go the way of making matters that are really horrible even worse, or they could look at the situation and say, we've got to open up our society some. We've got to get help in here. Our people are starving. There's no electricity. It's a dark country. When I say a dark country, there is areas, when you look at it on a satellite map, that have no lights, no electricity. And then you look at South Korea, where we have our office. It is a vibrant economy. It's a vibrant culture. It's a vibrant life for its people. So you've got, it is really two different worlds. But it's too early, Greg, to tell. But I will tell you this, and I'm going to say this as we close the broadcast out. Isn't it something, in God's providence, that the American Center for Law and Justice has an office at Handong Law School in South Korea? I mean, just think about that for a moment, folks. Or as the protests are taking place in Russia, in Moscow, we have an office. In the Middle East, we've got an office in Jerusalem. Talk about the UN. We've got an office in Strasbourg, France, where the EU and Geneva, all these groups meet together. Folks, this is why I want to ask you. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Support our work. It really makes a difference. We're in a matching challenge. Or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. And stand with us at the end of the year.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.